Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Welcome to Wild Card Command Radio. This evening, before we start, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish a happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. And to give you a new name. They call you a veteran, but what you are is a sleeping giant. There are over a million of us out there, men, women, who have served this nation and trained by this nation to defend it, vowed oaths to defend the Constitution and nation against all threats. And as we've done that, we trained and remaintained. And we are here now again to serve that nation. Tonight in our class, we want to start some practical. You may want to take minutes tomorrow and download this, because we're going to be going through something that you may need sooner or later. Back in Vietnam, when an A-team went out and they deployed, their combo man picked up about four little fold-up notebooks. These were called one-time pads. What they were is you would take a message, and on the top line, you would write in your message in five-letter across this pad in five-letter groups. Then you would go over what is known as a graph. It's called it is a graph of letters that will be used to merge them out. Well, those pads already had that on it. So all you did was you took the first, the second, and made the third. Now, here's how this would work for you, though, because you don't have a ComSec custodian. You're going to be dealing with strange people, so for your internal communications, we'll take this pad and we'll make one. What you do, get you a piece of standard notebook paper, best thing in the world. Where that little red line goes down the left-hand side, you make right to the right of it, you make 25 more lines, so you end up with a graph that is 26 letters wide and 26 down. You start in the upper left-hand corner. You with an A, and you go down each line, B, C through Z. And using the same A, you go across these lines using the first A, B through Z. The second line coming down, and the second line would start off with B, C, and end up with A. So that by the time you're finished, you have 26 letters and they wrap. If you started with a D, it goes down through Z and goes A, B, C. Now, this is a vernier graph. It's an old term, came back from years ago. But what it does is if you use all random, like they did in the one-time pad, these are random characters, and they were issued and controlled, and they were never used again until every variation had been finished. And that is an unbreakable code. However, for you and I not having that capability, we will use something different. If you were to go and buy everybody in your team a copy of the New Testament, now I say buy one, don't use theirs, because every printer who prints a Bible takes what is known as literary license, which means to make the white page go away, to get more words into less space and get the other items in there, he will change some of the verbiage. So you have to have the same one. And you can utilize the Bible. Psalms are the best because they don't follow any sequence. And you can use that as your variable. So what you have is you have a variable. This is a known item. You have your message. This is only known to you. And the way it works is simple. You make that little graph. You also make up a sheet of paper. And what it has on it, it has three lines. Okay? You divide it into five-letter groups. And you write your message. I will be home on Friday. Underneath it, you go, say, to the Bible, and you get a quote. The second line could be, for God so loved the earth, he gave his only begotten son. You line those letters up in a coin, and then you go to the printer. And the way it works is down over. You come down the left-hand side, and if you find the first the letter on the top, you go across using the top list, and you see what the top number of a letter was, and you come down to where the two intersect. That goes in the third position. Real easy to do. And how do you decipher it? Backwards. It's over and left. By doing that, you find you can encrypt and decrypt your own messages. Why would you want to do that? Okay. If you're fixing to take information that you're afraid someone would, if they got hold of, could use against your group or use against your neighborhood or anything of that nature, or you're taking a radio, sending a radio frequency. Of course, you'd have to write the numbers out in ABCs, a 1, O-N-E, a 2, a T-W-O. But after you've done that, all the way across, you put it on that form, and the only thing that goes out is that. And along with that number, you write that on a piece of paper, and on another piece of paper, you write down John:3:16. Now, what does that mean to anybody else? Nothing, actually. But at the other end, you hand him the message, and you hand him that little piece of paper, John 3:16. He opens his Bible, John 3:16. He takes your words and he writes it on the top line. He writes John 3:16's words on the second line, and he backtracks them. Instead of going down and over, he goes over and down. Very simple. And he comes back with what you wrote down there. Now, in Vietnam, of course, they used it, and you had a radio operator that would send it Morse code. What's to stop you from using the same information, only doing like they did in World War II? In World War II, if you remember, watch that movie with all the heroes for D-Day, they would make these comments. Mary has a pair of shoes. All these things are code words, and they mean something in a book that these people had. And if two, three members of a group were sitting together, of different groups, they would hear those radios, but only one of them would mean anything to them because that was their mission to go do what John Mary has new shoes. This is encryption. It's simple, and anybody can learn it. Now, you take it further, and you get some, get your AM license, and you learn Morse code, and you'll find a whole new world opens up. When you can't hear anybody talking because of the wheel, wheel, and swiggling noise that you hear on the radio, you start sending Morse code, deet, 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 deet. You can hear that come through that noise. So that's another skill. I'm not going to teach that here. There's enough places on the internet. There's even YouTube. There's a guy who has a site up there that'll teach you, bring you up to 6 to 8 minutes in a matter of about 3 weeks of just listening and working with him. Why is this important? Because we've got a storm coming. We've got 12 million border crossers from Mexico. How many of them are really Mexicans? Nobody knows. We've got millions of people that get off boats in Miami from Haiti. Haiti only had a couple million people when they started. They still got a lot of people live there. Where these people are coming from? I don't know. We've got plane loads, boat loads, bucket loads of people coming in from Syria. We took 750,000 last year. How many of these are actually here because they want to enjoy our milk and honey? And how many of these are here because they want to take away our milk and honey? So it's time now for the teams to become active, start learning skills. Another skill we need to learn is what's going to happen when the phones quit, what's going to happen when they turn off the cell phones. Now, they're not going to turn off the Wi-Fi. They may deny you being able to use your favorite website by shutting off the DNS servers. This is what causes your name to be translated into a digital number address. But either one of them will stop you from doing what you normally do and talking the way you normally do. So the second thing we need to learn how to do is how to increase the range of your radio. If you've got, like I do, a small balcony, that's maybe a half a watt of power. Half a watt of power on that little 5-inch stubby radio, on the top of that radio, will get you around your neighborhood. And it's fairly effective for that. And it shouldn't interfere with people in other areas. But if you want to know what's happening across town, it's not going to cut the mustard. You can either spend a couple $1,000 buying some antennas, or you can sit down and learn how to make an antenna. Baofeng works in the UHF-VHF range. That means it works in the range of, oh, let's see, I believe that was 80 to 200 megahertz, and it works up in the 400 range. Now, you take that radio and you use a very simple math, easy math. And that math I used is 4, 6, 8 over the frequency of megahertz. That will get you an antenna fairly close, but that is used for figuring a quarter wave, 1/4 of it. You want to make a full, make a half wave, you double that. Twice 468 comes up to about 926. All this is on the internet. Look up antennas. You'll find hundreds of places. Get your license to be a ham, and it's part of what everybody does and everybody talks about. Now, the easiest antenna I've found to make is one that was made in, by Special Forces and talked to the troops there. And it's called a spoon antenna. And everybody laughs about that. That's true. But what you do is you find the length of your frequency. Or in the UHF band, the difference between frequencies is a lot different than HF. In HF, between 1 meg and another could be up to 6 to 10 inches. In a UHF BHF, it's a matter of a quarter of an inch, so it's probably not worth figuring. But you take that frequency, you come up with that length, then you get you a piece of wire. You can go get you got an old toaster, cut the wire off the end of it. That's just about right for UHF and BHF for generally most things. You pull that insulation off the outside, you got three wires in there. You take the first one, you make that long, you tie it to a spoon. Take a little plastic spoon, like the ones that come in MREs, you stick a hole in the bottom, and you put it up. These are all things that you can do. And you need to learn how, because when the time comes, it's really going to be necessary for you to know exactly what's going on. Now, you make that first element, then you get you another spoon. Now, this spoon, you're going to make different. You're going to put a hole in the bottom of the spoon. First one, you made a hole in the two ends. This, you're going to put a hole in the stem of the spoon, and you're going to put three holes in the bottom of the spoon. Then you're going to take three more wires that exact same size, and you're going to push them through that bottom spoon and twist them together. Between that top spoon and that spoon, you hook up your coax. The center goes to the vertical. The shield goes to the other one. You can put them on with crimps. You can solder them on. You can wrap them really, really tight. Because when you roll up wire into a bundle, it loses length. It's only the length that's open. When you get those two together, you take those three bottom parts. What do you do with them? You put a spoon at the end of them. Now, the bottom of that spoon, you only put a hole in the top and the bottom. Because in the top, you put the wire. That's how long your antenna is. But you got to make it hang out. Otherwise, three of them hanging down do nothing. So you get you three sticks. And you get you some WD-550 cord. And you take those sticks and you tie them to that bottom spoon, to that hole. That'll make it look like an upside down, it's got a vertical and it sticks out at the bottom. Next thing you do is you find a tree in the neighborhood. You flip a piece of 550 over the top, tie it to the top of that, pull it up. That coax hooks up to your radio. Now, if you've got a bow thing, you can go to a number of houses. I used MCM Electronics. They make adapters. That is called an SMA. You screw these adapters will go from an SMA stick in. Now the top of your bow thing has a BMC connector. Or it could have a PL29 if you're using lard coax. That lets you sit inside where it's nice and dry and talk on that radio while it sits in there. And you can listen to a frequency that you set up with other teams around your city. Okay? Now, that's ham radio. You can do the same thing. You set up some band radio. You don't even need the adapter. It's already got an adapter on it. You can make that same antenna, 468 over the frequency or 926 over the frequency. With HF, which is what you're going to be dealing with sideband, with these CB, you can make a good radio antenna better. And that is simply take that same tree, throw that rock over the top of it, pull that antenna up there, stretch it out, run that cord inside, hook up CB. You are now able to talk to most of a small city. Now, you get big cities and with tall buildings, you're going to get some blockage. But if you're in a city where that antenna just happens to be sitting right about the top of everybody's roof in town, you can probably talk all the way across the city. Now, want to get out of the city? Here's another way to get out of the city. You make what's known as an inverted V, HF. Sideband works good on bounce. UHF, BHF will do it, but it's not quite as good. That antenna I told you with the spoons will do about the best bounce that you're going to get for your money on there. However, you take that CB, and you go out there and make you an inverted V. In other words, you find you a tree limb up about one half of a wavelength. Wavelength on CB runs somewhere around 14 to 15 feet, depending upon your frequency. You take that antenna, you make it a full length antenna, which means you make it a full on double wave. That makes it 28. You put it up there 14 feet up and down the back. What you've done is you're now diverting your signal instead of left and right. It's going straight up. It's also going one direction. So you can make that, if you've got happen to have a flagpole in your backyard, you haul that antenna cable up the center. You make your little stakes. You line this stake up for this group, that stake up for that group, and this one over here. You just get out and go move that, you know, the end of that cable, the funda comes down, tie it to that front end, throw it up the flagpole and down, and at the bottom, you take and drive a ground stake. And you hook your, you hook up the bottom of it to the ground stake on the shield, and the other line up on your radiator. You've gained a lot of miles. There are other antennas you can make and other things you can do. But what you really want to make sure of is each time that you do these things, you draw a diagram for them. Now, you want to talk all around? Here's another way. If you go down and you find you a piece of old, they used to have TV aerials, remember? You go get you an old TV aerial, and you cut it to the frequency that you're going to operate on. Say 27.1, which is one of the channels in CB. That's the one you want as your primary. You go out and you get you a bottle, one of those bottles that has a big base and a little narrow top. By narrow, I mean about like a beer bottle or the old Coke bottle. You go out, China, you stick that up, you put four ropes, put ropes holding it up in the air. You go to the bottom of it. You measure that distance, how tall that antenna is. You lift it up, you put that beer bottle underneath it. It's now insulated from the ground. You wrap a wire around that bottom antenna, and you hook it up to the center connector of your coax. You go get you 36 wires that same length, and you bring them out, and you nail them up your backyard, and you hook them together, and you hook up tile, and you hook up your shield to it. That is an omnidirectional. It goes all the directions. Want to change it, make it a directional antenna? Lift each one and put you on that line after each one of them. You use a plastic ground strap. And what you do is in the middle of it out there, you cut that wire, you put a tie knot, and you lift it up so you can walk out yonder and lift that wire loose from the end so it's no longer hooked up. And all of a sudden, it moves your signal towards the other direction. All of these are items that can be done. And now's the time to get them. You can still pick up a good, high-quality Citizen Band radio at a flea market for about $9, $10. Or you can buy them for $58 out at the truck stock on the I-95. All of these are ways that you can do them. If you want to learn how to do these things, best place to go, Ramsite, Ramsite. Go in your Google engine, it'll come back. Go there, go to the Resource Center. In the Resource Center, you'll find thousands more under communications. Look under preparations, and you'll find a place to do this. You'll also find information on encryption. They've even got some software that you can build in your group and use it for encryption if you want to use that. But we're getting down close to the end of our hour. Well, we got about 5 minutes left. We want to again look at these teams. These teams are what we got to have. The days of trying to recruit somebody to be in your group and you can depend upon is going to kiss his wife goodbye, pick up his rucksack, get his ammunition, grab his rifle and his sidearm, send her to grandma's, and then him go out to meet you in the woods, not knowing if his family is safe. That's a tough job to get someone to do. In the military, they do it by threatening to put you in jail. But this is the militia. We're all volunteers here. Why not instead have each of your group form their own community protection team in their own community? Then they know somebody's protecting mom. They are. And mom can learn to shoot a rifle. Mom can learn to bandage wounds. Look around your neighborhood. This being Veterans Day is a good day to do it because you see a lot of pride out there of people that have served. I'm not embarrassed for the time I spent in the military. I disagree with why I was there, but I've done what my country asked me to do. That was my job, and that was your job. And if you were a law enforcement officer, they trained you there too. If you were an EMT in the fire service, they trained you there too. And the guys that are still in those jobs, they're still in the neighborhood. They may be Officer Spidlap in the white blue car and part of the blue gang, but when they get off work and they park that car, they come to the house, they're part of the CPT. And I can guarantee you if things start to get tough out there, there's going to be more available in the CPT than there's going to be out there driving cars. They will know what's going on and how. I want to wish y'all all a happy Veterans Day. And if we get ready for Thanksgiving, I hope we're able to celebrate our Thanksgiving without worried about being shot at. We're that close. It's time now to get that CPT going. Get the people trained. Start off these radios. Teach them how to make these radios. They'll come for the lessons. They'll stay for the duty. This is Safe Talker. I want to wish you a very happy evening. Safe Talker out.